News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve is leaving its benchmark interest rate unchanged for now at about 3.6%. Saka Magani has details.
Chair Jerome Powell notes an upgrade in economic growth as the job market shows signs of stabilizing.
Are they fully in balance? Hard to say.
A key issue is President Trump's tariffs. Powell says the impacts should peak and come down this year.
Assuming there are no new major tariff increases.
For now, Powell says the Fed's policy is in a good place and the key rate will not change, despite the president's unprecedented pressure for sharp drops. Powell says he remains strongly committed to the Fed's independence.
And so are my colleagues.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks were a little changed on the news. The S&P inched back from its latest all-time high. The Dow and the Nasdaq saw small gains. At a hearing on Capitol Hill, Secretary of State Marco Rubio defended President Trump's military operation that ousted Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Republican Senator Rand Paul called it unconstitutional.
Bombing a capital, blockading a country, and removing elected officials, and we certainly wouldn't tolerate it, nor would I if someone did it to us.
Well, we didn't remove an elected official. We removed someone who was not elected, and it was actually an indicted drug trafficker.
On other matters, Rubio said talks over Greenland and Arctic security have begun after President Trump's aggressive stance about taking ownership of Greenland outraged many European leaders.
We're going to try to do it in a way that isn't like a media circus every time these conversations happen, because we think that creates more flexibility on both sides to arrive at a positive outcome. And I think we're going to get there.
In the U.S. South is still reeling from sub-freezing temperatures and widespread power outages. Mississippi dispatched 135 snowplows and National Guard troops to help clear highways. This is AP News. Layoffs have been piling up. Julie Walker has a look.
Economists have said businesses are in a no-hire, no-fire standstill as hiring stalls overall. But a growing list of companies are also cutting jobs. Amazon Wednesday announcing it's laying off 16,000 corporate employees. UPS expects to cut 30,000 operational jobs this year. Tyson Foods previously said it would close a Nebraska plant employing 3,200. Verizon began laying off more than 13,000 employees in November. And the list goes on to include other job cuts taken recently by companies like Nestle, Intel, and P&G. Many employers pointing to rising operational costs that span from President Trump's new tariffs and inflation. Others are reducing their workforces as they redirect money to AI. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free home delivery on most beds with base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.